right, welcome to our Tuesday Connection Activity. Dave, you got us, don't we?
Yeah, and I think this is one that you and I are going to go back and forth on a lot because we both do a very similar deal here. This is just, I call it door greeting. I've been doing it since the very first day that I started teaching. I can't even remember who told me that this was a good idea, but it just made absolute sense to me that I should be welcoming in my classroom. And so it's a very simple process between every class. Even when I have prep, I will do this out in the hallways, even though I don't have kids coming into my room. I will stand at the door with the door open and just a very simple off to the side, out of the way, just say, hey, how's your day going? You know, what's going on? As I get to know the kids more often, I might ask like, hey, how'd the game go last night? Or how did the drama performance go last night? Or, you know, how was your birthday over the weekend? If I know something was going on, right, I will check in with kids one-on-one, and sometimes there's like a nice little conversation at the doorway there. And then while all of that's happening, there's music playing in the classroom. What I do for that, the music that I choose is during the passing time, it's a daily theme. And it like I'm super into alliteration. So like Monday is like Mellow Monday because nobody's really awake yet. We're not really maybe ready to be there. So we're thinking like Jack Johnson or Bob Marley or just something pretty mellow, right? Something that people can feel pretty relaxed to. I call it Turn It Up Tuesday. Right now I got to get the energy going. So that's usually like an EDM day. You know, just so like there's just themes that go through that. And then as kids are coming in, the other thing that's different, I'm not in there, right? I mean, I do poke my head in just to make sure that nothing weird is happening with the kids every once in a while because you gotta be monitoring your space. But I've got up on the screen the agenda for the day and supplies that kids need to have. And then what we've developed over time with my students is they understand the bell doesn't start class, the music stopping starts class. And they understand that by the time the music has stopped, they should have all of their supplies that they need for that class at their spot, and they should be sitting at their spot at the desk, where they should at least be on the way, right? Because they might not know for sure that I'm about to end the music, although it's pretty obvious when I start walking over to the computer. So I just, yeah, kind of give them the, but, and, you know, sometimes, you know, it'll be one of those deals where like, you're kind of busy doing other stuff and there's some other music playing and there's like that less awkwardness of like you trying to figure something out while it's just silent and kids are looking at you. But also like, I'll get a like, oh, we got to finish the song. And I'll let a song finish if a kid has that request or whatever. So that's really what it is. It's a way to get class started. It's a way to have a different energy coming into the classroom. And then from the music standpoint, and then the big thing for me is being at the doorway and just being able to see every kid when they walk in and say hi and just have that personal face-to-face with every single kid every single day.
Love that. I mean, it's such a brilliant way to connect. And obviously, like, you and I both do this, so of course I'm going to agree with it. but like, I think it's one of the easiest ways to make daily connections with every single one of your students, right? Like getting to the door and checking in and say, hey, how's it going? What's new today? What are we working on? And then, like you said, as you get to know them, reaffirming to them that you actually have paid attention, because it's such a great way to reinforce that. And two, you're just creating kind of that atmosphere in your room that is nice to walk into. I loved what you said, and I've never actually thought about this. I kind of do it by default, but I didn't even like think of it as like an actual classroom norm, that like the bell does not start class, the stopping of music does. Like, I love that. So what are some of your two favorite strategies of like, when do you stop the music? Like, do you allow that to be like, I know they haven't gotten all their materials yet, so I'm going to drag it out. And then like, again, like you said, you're avoiding awkward silence. Or is it like, sometimes you'll literally play like a game and like cut it off and be like, oh, you're late, sit down. Or I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of like weird creative things I might do with it, but.
Yeah, no. So for me, it really is more that former of kind of like making, like I kind of get a feel for like who's still getting their stuff. And I try not to spotlight anybody. So I'm kind of waiting for kids to like wrap things up and then I'll turn the music off. So again, sometimes it's based on like the song that's playing. The other thing that happens, I would say actually more often than anything else, is because of the nature of my classroom, and the conversations that I'm having at the doorway, I'll be talking with kids at the door at while the bell's ringing, and it's a conversation mm-hmm. about their weekend or whatever. And so like, I'm not just going to unnaturally cut that off because the bell rang, right? Like we're going to keep right. talking. So sometimes it's just finishing that conversation. The other thing that's become kind of common in my room, and I'm sure it frustrates some of the other teachers, is I've got like kids that I don't even have in class that are like in there because I've got couches in my room too. So like they're in there just like hanging out, listening to the music, talking to their friend that's in class. And then they're like, oh crap, I got to go. So they're scrambling right. out. So I'm kind of letting those kids do that. But the other thing that's picked up that you mentioned is like kids will realize that they're late because the music is down. Right. And it's actually right. become one of those things in the hallway that I'm in. Luckily the teachers don't get frustrated with me. The music is pretty loud most days. Like you can hear it out in the hallway. It's not like super loud. Right. But like you can hear it.
Right.
And so some kids will like realize, even if they don't have me in class, like, oh, the music stopped. Like that means I'm late to class. So
right. Whichever class they're going to.
So that's kind of more the norm to your big point is I try to wait until I feel like people are ready, but then it is kind of like a signifier. Like if you haven't gotten it done, like first we have a 7-minute passing period at our school, which I think is too long to begin with. So like it's already been extended long enough that like by the time it's been a minute or two where class is quote unquote started, I'm going to cut the music off and that's right. their cue that they need to wrap up whatever they're doing.
Right.
The one thing that I'll say that's really amazing though, is you can literally hear side conversations stop as soon as the music turns on and people turn and look, cause they know that we're about to get started.
Nice. I like that.
And it's up to me to hold their attention the rest of the class period.
Right. Right. What I hear you saying too is like you've got these other students that'll come hang in your class. Like I think that's so cool that not only are you building connections with your students, but you're building connections with the whole campus. And I think you're helping foster relationships and friendships across classes, right? And so I love that you've created that space for it. Two questions I've got for you though, with NTI and going mm-hmm. virtual, do you still create a way that you're doing music before class? That's my first one for you.
Yeah, the short answer is yes. I have my phone playing music. I know it's a little echoey, but when I tried to do it on my computer that I use, it just wasn't translating very well. So I just use my phone, I have it play, and then I do the same thing, right? It goes a little bit over and I'll pause it for a second, tell the kids, hey, you know, we're still waiting for a couple of people to log in. But while you're waiting, if you want to get Canvas open or whatever, and then I'll turn the music back on. But yes, I still listen to music before class and I still take student recommendations and there's still themes and all of that stuff.
Perfect. Actually, you just had me get another one. Student recommendations. How do you collect those?
So I do it in a forced way, literally day one and day two of the school year. I do an activity. I used to call it All About Me, and it's like these 10 questions that they answer about themselves. It's like preferred pronouns. I prefer to work alone. I prefer to work in a group. I communicate best by writing or by presenting, kind of that kind of stuff. And then also like, you know, personal stuff like sports that I play, right. et cetera. So I have that filled out. And then I also have a spot where they can tell me the music that they like on there. And then the other thing that I've done this year with NTI is the second day of class each semester. So I just did it today with one of my classes. Their introduction, like the start of class warm-up in the chat, was just typing in the name of their favorite song and the artist who sings it.
Awesome.
And so then if you don't know Zoom, right, you can collect that chat, right? It automatically saves to the cloud. So I'm able to go back through there and write down the list of songs that they want. And so I'm actually in the process of recreating a list right now.
Awesome. Love it. And I'm going to throw a quick plug too, because I actually just uploaded into our free file that everybody can mm-hmm. go and download all of our free resources. I downloaded a song request Google form in there. Mm-hmm. So that'll be in there for any teacher that wants to use that to collect info, as well as a great tool adding it into our welcomes and things like that. And then the last question I've got for you is, do you ever like highlight student artists? Like, do you have anybody who actually plays music and do you play their music?
Yes, it's been pretty rare. It's kind of funny to me, the number, like if you think about the balance of students who are so excited to talk about the fact with me, like one-on-one, that they play an instrument or that they're starting a band or something. And then as soon as I get excited and I'm like, oh, is there any way we can play that in class? They're like, man, I don't really want other people at school to hear it. I do, like, pretty much anytime a kid says something like that, I'm going to immediately ask if there's a way for me to get a hold of a copy of it. And this year in NTI, one of the students who I made a huge connect, like, it was such a game changer with this kid. I had him last semester, so with our schedule, I don't have him anymore. He was moving back from California. His other band member was still in California. Like, that was a whole part of the frustration of the move. He was moving back to the area. He doesn't really like social studies, but we both listened to, like, or we both listened to, and he is a drummer for a band that does, like, punk emo type music.
Oh,
and
nice.
So, like, we were able to connect around that. It helps that I have a pretty broad music taste. And he actually sent me a clip of one of his songs.
Love that. I think we should play that. Do you know his band's name and title by chance of the song that we're going to play?
You're putting me on the spot with the band name title. Let me see.
I know, that's my fault. I was actually just about to look up the kid that I was thinking of that I have played before. So let's take a quick moment to both find that so we can give them the proper shout out.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us the story of the kid whose music you have, and then I'll see if I can find my,
Yes. So, not in the settings. How do I go back to, like, explore here? There we go. History. Where are you at? Perfect. There he is. Okay. So this student, his name's Munga. He's in one of my English as a second language math classes, and he goes by Bidoc Baby. And his song that we've been playing in class, it's been really fun, is with his buddy that goes by YDNW, and their song or YDNW Dive. That's the name of his friend, and then Bidoc Baby, and their song is called True Love. And we're gonna preview that one for you right now as well.
Eat your boy, duck it, baby. Duck it, baby. Fika, swezi danganya, acha ni kuite future. Use ni pepenzi la kuandika na kufuta. Ni pepenzi, nikianguka waniokota. Mapenzi siyo pombe lakini yanalewesha. Wala si kidonda lakini yanatonesha. Wala si marazi lakini yanaumiza. Wala si nja lakini yanakondesha. Penzi langu siyo mate kila mtu alipate. Wala siyo mkate wakashiba watu wote. Na mpa nitakai, ashindaye wote. Sikuwache napenda tuwe wote. Siyo penzi la kuandika tena nilifute. Ni penzi la kuanguka tena niko kote. Naomba unizalie na watoto wote. Nasema tufurahi wote.
Sweet. What's the what is the student reception been like to that? Like, they get really excited to hear his song, or
dude, they love it. They love it. So I've got a couple of singer-songwriter, I guess you could even call them like music producers. Like, they create their own beats and things like that in that class. It's a sixth period class. And so they'll almost like go back and forth and challenge each other. And like, who's got more views on SoundCloud versus like who's got more on YouTube. And one of them's a little bit more, this guy, Munga, the Bidoc Baby, you're gonna see he's kind of got a little bit more the pop, almost like R&B kind of vibe to it. And like, I'll even come into class and I'll give him his dance move from his YouTube video, because like, he video records himself like a legit music video. It's rad. And I'm going to link the whole video here. But like, he does this like dance, dance, pop. Dance, dance, pop. Like, he lands the beat, you know? And so, like, I'll do it in class, and it's hilarious. And the kids think it's so funny. And then, like, I've got another kid in my class that, he raps, and he's got his SoundCloud and things like that. But I told Munga I was going to highlight him for this one. So
that's great. So, and I did see the video. It is pretty impressive. The it does look like something you would see on TV. It's pretty impressive. So the kid that I had this year, Zach, I hope he doesn't mind me saying his name, because he said I could use the music. So I'm assuming he's okay with getting his name out there. But Zach, the name of his band is Day Long Awaited. And one of the things that like immediately drew the connection was his album art, like or band art, was his profile pic on Zoom. So I just saw it all the time, and I could just tell that that's not like a random thing. I like that's got to be something. And then the song that he shared with me for now, he's going to try and share the rest of them, is Tomorrow's Apocalypse, which is actually about like the struggles of having to move and dealing with like trying to rebuild friendships that had been broken, because he had originally been from the neighborhood that our school feeds from. Then he moved to California and then he moved back. So he was just kind of talking about the song. I think the lyrics are actually pretty good, like talking about just like being a teenager and not having control over your life.
Love that. Well, appreciate the connection activity. Thanks for guiding us through that. And let's fade out with that song and listen to some of those lyrics. So we appreciate it. We'll see you guys on Thursday for our big idea.
Yeah, see you Thursday. Thanks for the song, Zach.
Falling apart, I can't handle a new beginning. Just tell me what I need to do so I can't give up. Pain from every minute I spend in the lane. I'll just keep waiting until the day it all be plain. Nothing's there anymore. Waiting for something to wash ashore. Oh, but that's such a bore. Don't have any master plans left in store. If I look closer, I see the world's got nothing real for me. Giving up on living in the past, but it's hard to love a lost memory. I'm falling apart, I can't handle a new beginning. Tell me what I need to do.